let's start with the team that I follow the closest, and that's the Boston Red Sox. They had an interesting series against the Toronto Blue Jays, losing 2 of 3, but they've played pretty well so far this year. Mookie Betts hits 3 home runs tonight for the Red Sox. Xander Bogaerts has a 24-game hitting streak after Jackie Bradley had a 29-game hitting streak. Where do you rank the Red Sox lineup right now?
Well, what they've done thus far has been pretty unbelievable. It's Bradley, it's Bogaerts. Mookie Betts, as you said, has just been fantastic. It seems like the entire lineup all the way through is pretty relentless. And you have David Ortiz pretty much producing at peak level at this point. So it's hard to really find a weakness. I mean, Christian Vasquez wasn't expected to be a great hitter, but he gives you a lot defensively. And I still believe in Blake Swihart as a hitter. I know he's playing in the outfield now, so there's just not a lot of weaknesses there, and it's really impressive what they've been able to do.
In terms of the race in the American League East, do you see this being a 2-team race, a 3-team race? I mean, I think the Yankees in the Rays may not have enough horses, if you will, to keep up, but do you see this being a 3-team race in the East?
Yeah, I think you could consider it a 3-team race at this point. I've been pretty impressed by what Baltimore has been able to do. I definitely didn't expect them to be this great coming into the year, but I think you have to give them the credit at this point. The fact that Toronto still kind of hung in there and we really haven't seen them hit as everyone expects, I think that's a little bit dangerous. If they can start going once the weather heats up, you start seeing them hit those bombs that they were kind of known for last season. They're only five games back of the division right now. They're 3 games out of the wild card. I know it's early to look at that stuff, but you just kind of think if they can get it going offensively, they're going to cut those gaps, and they're going to make Boston and Baltimore a little nervous.